Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking with Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I'm so blessed to be able to come to you today and share with you from God's Word. Today I'd like to read a verse out of Matthew 21:22. It says, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." I saw a sign in a church a long time ago, and I really loved it. It said, "You can doubt and pout and do without, or you can believe and receive." You know, today the choice is ours. We've got to make up our mind that we're going to believe God's Word. And when we believe God's Word, that means put our trust in God's Word, we'll receive that which we have petitioned Him for. And you know, when you get in God's Word, you can petition Him for the right things, the things that is needful in your heart and life. I always go back to that scripture where it says, if we would seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all the rest of these things will be added to us. Today, no matter what your need is, God is able to bless. God is able to watch over you. My husband always said, God is faithful. God is faithful to save. God is faithful to deliver. And God is faithful to heal our bodies. No matter what the need is, our God is a miracle-working God, and with Him all things are possible. I think about an incident that we had faced. We were just started in our mobile chapel ministry years ago, and our grocery line was getting kind of low. And a truck driver came in our chapel one day, and he said, "Do you like soup?" And we told him, "Yeah, we love soup." He said, "Well, does it matter what kind?" We said, "No, we like any kind." And that driver bought in 16 cases of soup and gave them to us. I tell you, we had soup under the pews. We had soup in our little closet and all our cabinets. Everywhere you could put a can of soup, we had soup. And a couple nights later, we were telling the church how God had blessed us with 16 cases of soup. And that next day, a lady from the church came by and bought us 9 boxes of crackers. I always love to tell the people, God will send you in the soup, but He'll send in the crackers as well. You say, "Oh, that didn't mean..." Oh, yeah, it does mean a lot. If you're hungry, a can of soup means a lot. A box of crackers mean a lot. Let me tell you, God knows where you're at. God knows your location. And if you call upon Him and you'll seek His face, God will help you. God will see that you're taken care of. I know a lot of times we can't see how things can change in our life and we don't understand it. But let me tell you something. God knows how to change. God can give you a miracle. And today I encourage you to go to a church, get up, get ready, go to the house of God, and hear the Word of God. Because the Bible tells you that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And when you hear the Word and you fellowship one with another, that encourages your heart. A lot of times people stay out of church and they'll go months and months at a time and not go, and then wonder why their faith gets weak and wonder why they begin to doubt and to fear. Well, you need to fill yourself up with the Word. You need to keep yourself intact with the Word of God. And when you go to church, you know, that makes you accountable, and that's what we need. Today I pray that you'll be blessed to the Lord and that you'll keep your eyes on Him. My husband always said God is faithful, and God is faithful to hear and answer prayer. Today don't be discouraged and don't be downhearted, and don't let the devil make you fearful. Because if you become walk in fear, then you can't walk in faith, because you can't be fearful and walk in faith at the same time. But when you hear the Word of God and you pray and seek God's face, God will disperse all fear and all dread. Today I pray that you'll keep your eyes on the Lord and that you won't become discouraged. And you know, a lot of times when we get discouraged or we get depressed, you have to look at what you're filling yourself with. If you sit and fill yourself with programs on TV that's not very good, or if you surround yourself with friends that are not Christians and are putting bad stuff in you, you know what? That's going to have an effect on you. So today I want you to make a new start this Sunday. Choose to do the right thing. Choose to hang around with the right people. Choose to watch the right thing on TV and to be faithful, to read your Bible and to pray. Thank you for listening to the broadcast today. And if this broadcast has been a blessing to you in some way, you can write me at Post Office Box 4509. Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. Father, thank you for all my listeners. Bless them this day, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.